wrote, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. So when am I going to start making plans for my future? Saving and good planning will bring us happiness in years to come, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at wileysanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We continue to monitor future developments in the Gulf of Mexico, and that could have a big impact on the Memorial Day holiday weekend forecast. For today, limited sunshine, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. High today around 86, low tonight 70. A generous supply of showers and storms roaming around again tomorrow. Upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. Limited sunshine with a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, not only Friday and Saturday, but right on through the Memorial Day weekend, locally heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
There is only one person in the race for state treasurer that we can trust to get the job done. That man is John McMillan. John McMillan is a proven conservative that will protect our money with honesty and integrity. When special interests in Montgomery tried to raise your taxes with Amendment 1, John McMillan led the fight to defeat it. John McMillan was instrumental in the creation and success of the Alabama Oil and Gas Trust Fund. John McMillan has responsibly managed hundreds of millions of our tax dollars and will ensure that the state keeps its commitment to the PAC program and state retirement systems. He is proud to be a lifetime member of the NRA. He's a Christian, a devoted husband and father. On June the 5th, vote John McMillan, conservative, Republican, state treasurer.
Paid for by John McMillan for State Treasurer, P.O. Box 11054, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
June 5th, the citizens of Autauga County will have the important task of selecting a new probate judge. Paul Beckman is clearly the best person for the job. Paul Beckman has a proven record of experience, and he's a man of his word. This is proven by Paul when he kept his promise of only serving two terms as your state legislator, something not very common these days when a politician has tasted power and privilege. Paul Beckman has spent 24 years as a lawyer practicing probate law. Paul's experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
Rise and shine, Alabama. It's dial time. It's dial time. It's dial time. It's time to start the show. With hard work and new ideas, Gerald Dial is on the go. Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's dial time.
Gerald Dial, conservative, creating jobs. Republican Gerald Dial will grow all of Alabama as Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, creating opportunity and jobs for all Alabamians, rural, urban, and suburban. Vote Gerald Dial, June 5th.
Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's dial time.
Paid for by Dial for Ag and Industry, Box 248, Lineville, Alabama, 36266.
I am Vicki Bonner Ward, and I want to be your next probate judge. The Elmore County Probate Office is here to serve your needs. I believe the probate office should be easily accessible, completely transparent, and fiscally responsible with your tax dollars. As your next probate judge, I will be willing to listen to all your concerns and will strive to make sure that our probate office works efficiently for you. For honest, effective, conservative leadership, elect me, Vicki Bonner Ward, for Elmore County Probate Judge on June the 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Vicki Bonner Ward, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. Join the conversation. Call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Sometimes I like music too much and I don't want to start. I just want to listen to music.
But you don't know how fast I want to start.
But I got all the buttons. You don't get to push any buttons. They let me push the buttons.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had a little meltdown at the beginning of the program, but I had a really good friend in Austin who died last night, and it was really kind of unexpected, and she and I were very close.
They were, the sales folks were asking about you because they were listening.
Yeah. Well, they walked by as I got the news, so yeah. I was a little bit torn up. But
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you know, it's, and damn it, why she had to die on Memorial Day weekend, I think they're going to.
You gonna wait till next week?
No, they're gonna have a service Saturday.
Get her in there quick
in Mount Pleasant, Texas, which is the piney woods of East Texas.
Which is not Pleasant nor a mount.
It's kind of a cute little town, actually.
But it's not a mount.
Oh no, I didn't see one. And it's not far from Paris, Texas, where Gene.
Is that
Solitzman,
where they do the Paris Air Show that all the
lobbyists get?
All the lobbyists go to every year.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228.
And may I say one more thing about, I'm not trying to trash Steve Marshall. I just think the people need to be more forthcoming about where they are, where they come from. And it just, it asks the question, why you want to file a lawsuit in five counties where bingo is operating, where the people voted on it, yet you're not even talking about the Indians because you might be a member of the tribe. And I'm not a lineage expert, but all signs point to the fact that he's very connected. So anyway, and hopefully I'll have more info.
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you every single day on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Trisha joins us on a Wednesday. How are you?
I'm good.
How you doing, Trisha?
Trisha brought some blueberry cobbler, Jack.
I know, and I did not partake because I'm trying not to be bad.
During the break, I scuttled downstairs and had a bowl. Delicious. Very delicious. Thank you, Trisha.
But you were smart to hide it
downstairs.
Lest it be gone.
Yes. Now, and I will warn you, if you ever just set something on that table, you ever drop a T-bone steak on an ant mound? You ever seen what that looks
that
like?
That's what happens.
Oh, you know, it's funny. You never catch him doing it.
No.
It's like, you never found anybody that ever voted for George Wallace, and he always won. If you leave food downstairs and you go down there five times in 15 minutes, you're never going to catch them, but it's going to be gone in 25 minutes.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it's like a herd of locusts.
Yeah, it just slowly, over the course of about a quarter of an hour, whatever you leave down there is destroyed.
Mm.
The only time I've ever seen that not happen is when you bring so much that they can't consume it all.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. I mean, like enough to feed a wedding party.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of that'll hang around. And even that only holds around about 2 days.
And also, there's the definition of strong is a cup of radio station coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It is like battery acid.
It's because they put two bags instead of one.
Oh, it's Lord. Just,
woo, it goes right through you. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I do want to cover a big event that's happening tomorrow and sort of give you my take on it, because there's an angle of this event that's happening tomorrow that people aren't talking about that they should be talking about. Our audience, as usual, is more informed than probably any other audience in the country, I dare say, on these issues, and for that, you're going to be rewarded, because I'm telling you,
you're right.
I think I'm right on this. Did you say your name was Taylor Bean?
Yes.
Taylor Bean, like from Taylor Bean and Whitaker, the mortgage warehouse lender in Orlando, Florida?
No, like the baseball player.
Oh, I didn't know there was a baseball player named Taylor Bean.
No. I was wonder why hasn't the news media looked into the whole Indian thing before all this?
You're assuming we have what's called a curious press here in Alabama.
That's so cute.
You figure
you're assuming our press goes and looks for stories and doesn't just write press releases.
Well, he's been in office what, 13 months?
Yeah, but no one's done a press release on it, so how would they know?
I just don't understand how AL or WSFA or any of those.
AL.com is a blog. It's not news for one thing, and blogs don't go looking for news. Blogs re-report news. So AL.com doesn't break news. You see, you're mistaking AL.com for the old Birmingham News and Mobile Press Register and Huntsville Times Press, whatever they are up there. You're confusing them for actual reporting agencies. Instead, you know, the new AL.com model is they pay you. You don't go to an office. They pay you at home. You scour the news wires for stories that you think might get a lot of clicks, and you put a fancy clickbait title that has a number and a question mark in it, and then hope that stupid people who read the blog AL.com look for it. I will give you an example of what I'm talking about. Right now, I'm going to go to AL.com on my phone while we're on the phone, and I'm just going to read you what I come across here. All right, the number one story. Ready? The number one story on AL.com. 56 things to do in Alabama over Memorial Day weekend 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one story.
You'll get some barbecue restaurants that are rated in, you know.
Hold on. Next story, why you don't want to be a working mother in Alabama.
Okay.
Philip Roth, prize-winning author of Portnoy's Complaint, dead at 85. Two-shot impossible robbery in West Birmingham. And then the next story, cool spaces, living at the epicenter of fun in Mobile. So that is why...
Do you think the people care?
About what?
About the Marshall issue.
If they would...
mainstream media would
if they
report
it, they would care. Yeah. But they have to know about it.
Let me ask you this, Baron. As a lawyer, you're a lawyer. As a lawyer, is there a conflict of interest of him filing lawsuits against these people and him possibly being a member of the tribe?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so, because he is similarly situated to a class of people. And that's like saying, well, I'm German and I'm filing a complaint against an Italian restaurant that just moved in next to a German restaurant and there's some fellow Germans up there. You know, I mean, I'm not sure. It's not like a close corporation where there's only 12 members. Well, I mean, there's thousands of tribe members in Alabama.
What raises my concern is, let's say he is enjoying the profit and joining in on the profits of what these casinos bring in. Let's just say he is. Then I think it's a real problem that he would try to shut down the competition where he is personally profiting from the other casinos that are operating on protected land.
Tricia, does it pass the smell test?
It doesn't quite pass the smell test, but how many people are in office are doing things to benefit themselves, even if it's behind the curtain?
I know, but...
therein lies your problem. Everybody assumes politicians are a crook. Every politician's a crook, so when they find out a politician's a crook, they're like, well, of course.
Yeah,
if it benefits his family and his children and his wife and aunts and uncles and cousins,
I'm on the same page you are. What's your caller's name? Because it's not on the screen.
Taylor Bean.
Taylor, it's... okay.
It's also a mortgage warehouse lender in Orlando that went bankrupt.
Are you a baseball player, Taylor?
I used to be.
Or a mortgage warehouse lender that went bankrupt.
I don't think he's that.
But anyway, well, Taylor, I'm kind of on the same page you are, but anyway.
If it's true, I just think it's kind of seems like a conflict to me, but anyway.
Well, look.
All right, guys.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a great morning. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. Here's my question. It might not be relevant legally, but in the midst of a political contest that culminates in 13 days, is it relevant politically?
I'm sure it is to a lot of people.
Is that why it's not being written about?
Yeah.
Because AL.com's mission right now seems to be to destroy Troy King. If you destroy Steve Marshall, that would elevate
Troy King.
Mm-hmm. And so, see, that's the other part I didn't explain to my friend Taylor Bean, the baseball player, not the mortgage man. AL.com has a political agenda, and they only write things that suit their political agenda. I have given them many stories of scandal that is worthy of print, but they won't write them because they make their people look bad. You know, if Troy King's ethics disclosures look incomplete, even if they're not, if they just look incomplete because he owns a corporation of his got money lent to it, and so they think that he should put that on his personal ethics disclosures, they will write all about that. But when you have a state prosecutor who's ethics disclosures are incomplete and AL.com knows about it and has been given all the evidence, they won't write about that. They'll write about Troy Kings, but not the state prosecutors. That they, even though they write about the state prosecutor all the damn time. I mean, he's probably gotten more ink than anybody else. So that's what I'm saying. It's you've got to understand how these news organizations work. They are 100% political operations. You know, just like NBC News, MSNBC, everybody knows MSNBC's in the tank for the Democrats. AL.com is in the tank for certain politicians.
Are they the globalist corporate media?
Yes,
also?
They're the globalist corporatist media of Alabama. Yes, yes, yes. We'll be back. It's 18 after.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I'm a lifetime conservative Republican who advocates for more efficient use of your tax money, better education of your children, and ethical, limited government. I'm proud of my record of service in the House. I was one of only 23 House members with the courage to sign the Bentley impeachment resolution. My Judiciary Committee confirmed the evidence that forced this corrupt governor to resign. I have the right experience and the knowledge to best serve the people of Elmore County and the Alabama State House. I ask for your vote on June 5th, paid for by the Mike Holmes campaign.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Martha Roby. Can we really trust her? Roby says she supports the president now, but Roby turned her back on President Trump when he needed her most. Listen.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
That's right. Martha Roby told Donald Trump to step aside and refused to vote for him for president. Is that who we want to represent us in Congress? Changing Washington starts right here. Bobby Bright, Republican for Congress, for you.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
I'm Randall Houston, District Attorney for Elmore, Autauga, and Chilton Counties. I've known Bobby Bright for 25 years. Bobby is honest, competent, and conservative. When Bobby was in Congress, he worked closely with the district attorneys and made law and order a priority. With Bobby, it's about the people. We need this type of leadership for Alabama. We need Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I appreciate the support of my friend Randall Houston, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, hopefully your favorite jewelry store in Montgomery, Alabama, now located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Hey, let's talk about repairs, jewelry repair, keeping our jewelry looking brand new and stuff like that. We only our stores have master jewelers, and we have them on premises. Other stores send it out, send it away, take weeks and months to do it. We're talking about a day or two or less or a week. We do it in-house, and we have people that have done this for decades. We're good at it. Come see us. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
right, guys. Welcome back into News and Views. 22 minutes after 10. Jack Campbell's here.
How you doing?
How are you?
I like all our parenting discussions at the break.
Yeah, we've had back-to-back parenting segments during the break.
Trisha and Baron know more than I do because the one child I have, I ain't doing a very good job. He's the most disobedient thing in the world.
Well, my dog bit someone again yesterday, so...
Your child or your dog?
My dog. Oh. No, my child bit me.
What kind of dog is it?
She's a mutt, but I think she's got a little pit bull in her, and
Did it bite one of your children or bite a stranger?
No, it bit my husband's helper, and I don't understand. He's been at our house before. But I've got to do something about her. She can't be doing that.
Biting people.
Yeah, she's
What's
very
the dog's
protective.
Name?
Sadie.
Sadie? You don't know your dog's name?
I'm not very attached to her, but she does a good job of protecting my house.
Bite another person, I'll shoot you in the back of the head, and I won't care because I'm not attached.
Yep.
You know who is attached to your dog? Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams. You know why? Because she wants to find a house for everybody in the River Region that they can call their own and they can raise their puppy and children and family and just have a great old-fashioned American love story. That's how you do it. You got to give Kim Williams a call to get the process started. If you want that 1% down, you got 8 days left. It's the 23rd of May. You got to have your application in by May 31. If you do not have it in by May 31, you cannot get 1% down. So you must call her today. You've got 8 days left. Have that conversation with Jesus and have it now, and then pick up the phone and call Kim Williams. Here's the best part. When you call her and lock in the interest rate and lock in that 1%, you don't have to close. You're just getting approved. You got a long time to get the process going, but you've got to get that application in by May 31st or you cannot get the 1% down. Call her and get pre-approved if you're looking for a house. 1% down is expiring in 8 days. And trust me, when you got to come up with 3% or 5% or 10% down, you're going to wish you'd already called Kim Williams and gotten that 1% down by May 31st. So give her a call, 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's in equal housing.
Now, you're going to tell a good story.
I am. Can we talk to Hal real quick? I don't want to leave him there forever.
Yeah, sure.
Hal, I will talk to Hal, and then we're going to talk about a meeting that's being held at the White House tomorrow. And more importantly, who's going to be in the meeting? And more importantly, what does that signal about what's going on? So this is a big deal. Everybody should pay attention and stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Hal.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Got a quick question for you. It's probably got nothing to do with anything you've been talking about, but I've been listening to advertisements for KIV for governor, and one of the comments that they made was she reduced taxes in the state of Alabama, and maybe I missed something.
Because it was like 5 cents. That's why
it was 83 cents per person per year, so it was about 1 penny every 4.5 days you got back, Hal.
Oh, that was, you know.
Yeah, what did you do with yours?
I didn't even know I had it.
I didn't either. But but that's what it is. You're entitled to about 83 cents a year.
83 cents a year.
That was very generous of her.
I wonder how many people really don't pay attention to that.
Well, here's the deal. It's actually really slick political work from Del Marsh and Mac McCutcheon and Kay Ivey, and I give them props, hat off, you know, tip of the hat and all that. They wanted to run on cutting taxes, okay? They didn't know what it was going to look like in the political landscape. They didn't know who was going to run against them, where they were going to get their money from, and they had to make it look like they were big conservatives. Well, they couldn't afford to actually cut taxes because they've been running around for the last 8 years trying to raise taxes on Alabama or trying to raise revenue somehow or to borrow money because they can't make ends meet. So they couldn't actually cut taxes. So what they did was they raised an exemption, a personal exemption very, very modestly so that it amounts to about a $40 million tax break over the course of about 10 years. What they count on is Alabamians not being able to do math. 40 million over 10 years is 4 million a year. There's 4.9 million people. That's 83 cents per person per year. That's 1 cent every 4.5 days. That's what they count on you not realizing. But they did it merely to get the ability to run and say they ran and they cut taxes, the biggest tax cut in 10 years. That's why they did it. So my tip of the cap to them, that's politics 101. That's the way it's done.
Well, maybe they're not as big a liar as our former President Barack Obama.
You'd have to get up early to lie as much as he did.
You're right. Well, with that, I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
Yes, Hal.
Thank you, Hal.
Thank you.
Thank you for the detailed report.
Certainly, certainly.
See, Hal gets info. He calls here, he gets info.
What are you doing with your penny? Actually, it's tomorrow.
I think it's in my pocket.
Yeah, if you started your tax cut on Monday, your penny would accrue to you by noon on Friday. There's your penny. She's brought hers. You brought your tax cut.
I found it this morning when I put my pants on.
Let me tell you, I think that's going to be a line of attack when Walt Maddox runs against Kay Ivey in the fall.
Yeah.
I think he's going to say, and they're lying to you. They did not cut taxes. They gave you a penny every 4.5 days. Mm-hmm. What did you do with your penny?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you rural health care. I'm going to give you all this other stuff. She gave you a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good.
I'm telling you. Well, I'm a family of six, though, so we're entitled to not 480, not 83 cents a year, but
a little over $5.
Almost $5 a year. Yeah. Which
awesome.
Is, I mean, we're talking big money. That's almost a penny a day.
Yeah.
That's a little over a penny a day.
You're rolling now.
It's 2 no-dunts from Krispy Kreme.
Since,
divided by 8.
Since Monday, I've gotten 2.5 cents.
There you go.
All right, can't
tell
beat
us
this.
About all
right, tomorrow.
White House meeting.
Big summit tomorrow. White House meeting. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders yesterday said that a meeting is going to take place. And here's who's going to be involved in the meeting. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes. He's kind of the
good
king
man.
Dad. Yeah. House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy. I'm still out to lunch on this guy. FBI Director Christopher Wray, who I do believe is on the team, even though he seems like he's bucking the president. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats. And then there's a random guy in here. Justice Department official Edward O'Callaghan. I had to look this guy up. I'd never heard of him.
O'Callaghan
with a G. C-A-L-L-A-G-H-A-N.
Awful.
I had to look him up. I had never heard of Ed O'Callaghan.
He's a leprechaun, he is.
Little old people believe in leprechauns. You heard that joke?
Oh, it's pretty
during
awful.
During the break. During the break. That is not an on-air joke. I had to look up Ed O'Callaghan. And I looked him up, and he, in April, was appointed to be the, let me see if I get this right without my notes in front of me, deputy principal associate deputy attorney general of the United States. I didn't even know he had such a position.
Huh.
He was appointed by Rod Rosenstein. The acting deputy principal associate deputy attorney general.
That's
that is his full title.
Title.
Well, I looked him up. He was a Trump transition team member, and he's obviously earned the trust of the President of the United States that he would be included in this meeting.
It says he's a former co-chief of terrorism and national security for the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yes, so you've looked him up, too.
There's
not a lot of information on him, but I was able to find this out. I was also able to find an article on a liberal blog when he was appointed back in April to the position, and that's when it clicked. Rosenstein, this is all an act. It's all an act. Because even on this liberal blog, thedailycos.com, when they had the article on there of Ed O'Callaghan being appointed to this position, they were all saying, I can't believe that Rosenstein, why is he turning his back on us by putting a Trump official, a Trump transition team official in this position? Because you know who has direct oversight over the Russia investigation if something happens to Rosenstein?
This guy.
Acting Deputy Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General Ed O'Callaghan.
Huh.
He is the guy who pulls the trigger on the Russia investigation in the absence of Rod Rosenstein.
Well, it's interesting that he's going to the meeting and Rod Rosenstein is not.
Boy, isn't it, Jack Campbell.
Yes.
Very, very interesting.
So Rosenstein's about to be out?
Or maybe Rosenstein
recused.
I don't think he recused, but let's just leave it there. Sure is interesting. He's the one who is attending the meeting and Rosenstein is not.
Hmm.
I heard it come up on another radio program on this radio show the other day. They said, well, if Rod Rosenstein recuses, who is in charge of the, or if something happens to Rosenstein, who's in charge of the investigation? The answer is Ed O'Callaghan.
Hmm.
Ed O'Callaghan was a Trump transition team member. Ed O'Callaghan is the one that's going to be in the very sensitive meeting tomorrow where national security documents are transferred over to Congress in an unsealed and unredacted capacity.
And because of his former position, he's already familiar with
He already knows what's going on.
Where's the Inspector General been?
Inspector General is readying his report that will drop soon and take everybody out. It's going to be nasty.
Oh, it's going to be nasty. I cannot wait.
I got more on this, but we have telephone calls. So
damn
gonna...
it.
272-9228. Who's this?
Jersey Jr.
Hey, Jersey Jr.
What's up,
hey.
Junior?
Morning. Hey, sorry to hear the bad news, Jack.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we'll all get through it. It was just a big surprise and anyway. Yeah. But thank you.
Baron, I know that you're a closet conspiracy.
No. I'm a fact gatherer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pay any attention to QAnon?
QAnon? Vaguely. What I'll do is, like, once a month I'll go and look at what's been written the last month. But okay. I don't like follow it on a daily basis, no.
He's been talking about this, that RR is going to be forced to recuse or forced resignation.
Well, if he does, okay. Ed O'Callaghan will be the one that takes over.
And that's what they were talking. It's funny that you mentioned this story because that was like Monday's story.
Well, I got this story. This came from the Washington Examiner. I looked at this story and I thought, who the hell is this guy? Because I knew every other name on the list. I thought, who the hell is Ed O'Callaghan? Mm-hmm. That's a name I haven't heard. So I looked him up and I realized he was the right-hand man to Rod Rosenstein. I make a call and said, if Rosenstein takes off, is this O'Callaghan guy the guy that takes his position? They said, oh, yeah, that's the whole point of that role. He's like the vice president of that role, of the DAG. And so if you're the vice DAG, you're the guy who takes over when the DAG's gone. So if the attorney general's recused and the DAG is gone, you're the guy.
We are in some very interesting times.
Well, it's about to get hot and blow up.
Yes, sure is.
Yeah, but I'm still not convinced Rosenstein's a bad actor.
I don't know about. I cannot.
I think they're keeping Rosenstein on the sidelines for other purposes, not because he's a bad actor and he's about to get taken off. Now, QAnon, I go back and forth whether I think that's real or not. If it is real and Rosenstein is about to get booted, then my theory is shot to hell.
Yeah,
because my theory
accurate.
Is that he's a decent actor.
And also, I'm with you. I used to think that Trey Gowdy was a complete white hat.
No, he's not.
And I'm more that he's in the gray. I'm in the undecided category now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they should be letting anybody on their way out be in this meeting, but that's just me.
Yep. I used to love Paul Ryan on the Ways and Means. And then he got power, and he just fell right into the establishment. Yeah. Maybe he always was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Trey Gowdy's setting to break my heart. But
yeah, whatever. I just wonder where he's going next. He says he's going into law enforcement. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. All right, good show, guys.
Yeah, appreciate
good
it.
Bless.
Maybe he's taking Rod Rosenstein's place.
He might be. Randall?
I'm sorry, bro. I thought he don't break long enough. I was just going to call it. Got the game tee right on the box, baby.
Oh, man, he's doing his NFL official routine again. You got to call back when you have a better signal there, Randall. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. I do have a little bit more to add to this, and then we can discuss. Because I think this is a pretty big story.
Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder if Trump doesn't have some kind of plans for Trey Gowdy, that he's attending the meeting.
I wonder the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder the same thing.
Could he force the AG to hire him? I mean, he is the...
Yes, I mean, in theory.
He is head of the executive branch.
Yeah, in theory he could. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE this month and check out Hustler Mowers, and you could save up to $500. Hustler is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade, heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and 0% interest financing for 48 months. So, if this is your year for a ZTR, don't wait. The $500 off is only this month while supplies last. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
We continue to monitor future developments in the Gulf of Mexico, and that could have a big impact on the Memorial Day holiday weekend forecast. For today, limited sunshine, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. High today around 86, low tonight 70. A generous supply of showers and storms roaming around again tomorrow. Upper 80s tomorrow, upper 80s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. Limited sunshine with a better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, not only Friday and Saturday, but right on through the Memorial Day weekend. Locally, heavy rain in spots. Keep on top of tropical weather developments with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus access to my weather blogs and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm a little old to be believing in leprechauns, I am.
18 minutes before 11 o'clock. All right, guys. Let's do this. I got to tell you about my friends over at New Look Decorating before we get very far at all. New Look Decorating, Benjamin Moore Paints, this is where you go to get the quality paints in Montgomery. And whether you're painting yourself or whether you've hired a painting contractor like Riley Manning, Go to New Look Decorating. Go to Benjamin Moore. Tell your painting contractor to get your paint over at New Look Decorating. It's easy to find. It's on the Atlanta Highway, right where the Bell Road dead ends into it. I mean, boom, right there. And right next to that Goo Goo Car Wash, that stoplight right there, you turn in that area, that's Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating. They've got two designers on staff, and they have the friendliest people you've ever met in your entire life in there. I'm not kidding. Brian Carr and Brett Lanham, these guys are superstars of the painting contracting world. Not only superstars of the painting world, they're superstars of the retail world. I mean, these guys understand how to connect with customers. It's really, really impressive. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating. They got great deals going on. And get by there. Get by there. I'm telling you, you can go to the big box store and get paint, but when you feel it come off the brush, you understand, oh, that's lousy paint. When you feel the Benjamin Moore paint come off the brush, you say, now we're cooking with grease. This is real paint. This is what painting's supposed to be like. You wonder why the pros, they do it and it makes it look so good. That's how. That's how. They use high-quality paint. They use high-quality paint. So get by New Look Decorating. Mention you heard it here, and maybe they'll high-five you or something.
You kind of mixed the metaphor just then.
What happened?
You said cooking with grease.
Yeah.
It's cooking with gas.
You can be cooking with grease.
Well, I know you're in the South and you would assume that.
I've heard it both ways, cooking with gasoline and cooking with grease.
Gasoline?
Yeah, I have heard cooking with gasoline.
That would not be very tasty.
No, I've heard cooking with gas all my life, but never heard cooking with grease.
What, you don't cook with grease?
Look at me.
Of course I do.
Okay, but anyway, I always thought it was cooking with gas, but you know,
it's because he's a Yankee.
Kind of like, well, it's water over the dam. I think it's water under the bridge, but
well, water over the dam would be just
same
as
damn
gone.
Thing. It's gone.
It's just as gone.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the other thing that's not being mentioned. I picked this up on one of my little favorite places to go get information.
Conservative Treehouse.
Yeah. There's a meeting scheduled tomorrow, and we talked about that.
Right.
But there's something that's being forgotten all this. There's something about this investigation that's being overlooked. Back on January 7th, 2016, the Inspector General of the National Security Agency, a guy named George Ellard, submitted a compliance report, and he said, hey, we've got some real problems going on with the way people are using the NSA database. Now, I'm just going to give you an idea of what all is involved in this NSA database. Every phone call you've ever made, every text message you've ever sent, every picture you've ever sent, it's all available on this every email. The ability to surveil you in real time with your own devices around your house and in your pocket and on your wrist. They can turn on the microphones in real time and listen. This is terrifying when you think about the Fourth Amendment ramifications of this. Well, they say, well, but before we use it, now we have all this information, but we don't go look at it until we have a warrant, mm-hmm. a FISA court warrant. And the great analogy that was made in this article I was reading was, well, that's like saying you've installed a camera in a women's bathroom, but I'm not going to look at it unless they give me a warrant. No. After they give you a warrant, you can install the camera. In the meantime, it's gross potential for
abuse
and privacy violations.
It's worse than that.
It is. I mean, it's everything about you is being collected in real time in this country. Everything about you is being collected in real time. You remember the Dennis Montgomery report? Remember Dennis Montgomery I talked about on this program? Nobody wants to talk about Dennis Montgomery in the mainstream media. Dennis Montgomery got from Comey and a federal judge and a U.S. attorney, he got a deal where he could turn over 600 million pages of documents proving not only is every American being spied on, but 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices, mm-hmm. 150 Article III judges around the country, that means federal, district, and circuit court judges around the country being spied on. Private citizens at the time, people like Donald Trump, who this was 2013, 2014, this was before he decided he was going to run for president, being spied on in real time by the NSA. And the reason this is important is because it's more than just government officials who have access to this NSA documentation. There are a list of contractors that have access to this. A list of contractors have access to these databases. There is a ton of activity going on these databases. They know, the government knows it's not supposed to be happening. They really don't know what these contractors are doing with this data. They don't know. Because there's so much of it and so much activity, they don't know what's stopping it. They don't know how to stop it. It is a vault of unlimited information about every aspect of your life. It is the mother load of metadata on everything you've ever sent, thought, seen, spoken, heard, everything going on around you.
Are they capturing all of your Google searches too?
Everything. Yes. They know your habits, they know what you shop for, they know what news sites you read, they know everything.
That's really scary if you're in a political position.
You're telling me.
Country.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So think about this from a not just a national security, and the idea is that this is for national security reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still wrong even if it's for national security reasons. You cannot collect information. You have a right to be free of searches and seizures without a warrant in this country from the federal government. That's in the Constitution, Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine it from the political opposition research angle. And now think about what Donald Trump and his team went through.
And they said they collected information on him and used it before they got that FISA warrant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the scandal right here. The FISA warrant just gave them the approval to do what they were already doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was the forgiveness rather than permission.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead of time and say, we're going to surveil the guy who could be the next president of the United States just to make sure he's not doing anything wrong. And they say, you can't do that. You can't do that. But if they let contractors get the data, compile it into a phony dossier, shop the dossier back in front of the FISA court, and say, now we need access to this data. Well, they've been using that data all along. The contractors have been using it all along. So think about it. In the world of political opposition research, these databases, you could assign 100 people to search Jack Campbell. And you could, I mean, you would be exhausting all 100 people before they even got a hint of who the real Jack Campbell was.
Mm-hmm.
They would know so much about Jack Campbell just based on his phone calls, his emails, his voicemails, his text messages, pictures. I mean, everything. They would know everything. They would be able to turn on your microphone wherever you are on every device that has a microphone in your house and just sit there and listen to you.
Do you think they might find out that I was G-A-Y?
How do you think they know?
Mark Montiel told them.
But it's got your bank records. It's got every purchase you've ever made on a credit card, all your social media accounts, all your conversations on your social media accounts, phone records. Think about the GPS locations.
Yeah.
Your phone is logging a GPS location about every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. They know everywhere you've been.
Everywhere you've ever been, travel patterns, where your vehicles are, your home and work IP addresses, all your emails. Not only that, there's an angle of this most people don't realize. All these CCTVs around the cameras around the country have facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in and get a driver's license and they take a picture of you and they upload that to a database and they get 30,000 points of information off of your face and then they upload that to their database and then every time you trigger your facial recognition on a closed circuit television anywhere in the world, so you could leave your phone at home. But they'll know you're over in London because your face got triggered on a camera in London.
Have you ever gone to Facebook and you'll...
And it'll say, do you want to tag this person?
You'll point at a picture and it'll say Joe Blow. And you're like...
How do you know?
I'm on Sam Smith's Facebook page, but he's in a picture.
Yep.
It's weird.
Yeah. They'll probably be able to turn off your vehicle.
Oh,
they probably already can.
Why do you think they want electronic vehicles?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't drive.
I hate not having
They can
my
stop
key.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just wait. Through this electronic surveillance, you can spy on anyone in real time. And that was done, I'm telling you, that was done to the President of the United States and his team.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question about it now.
No, none whatsoever. Federal contractors can do it, and even interested superheroes of the federal government who view people like Donald Trump a threat to national security, like Peter Stroke and Lisa Page. They can do it.
They're superheroes?
Well, they think they are. They were trying to overturn an election that 60 million people voted for Donald Trump, 62 million people. They think they're smarter than 62 million people.
Yeah.
Think of this. Think of the godlike complex you have to believe that about yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That 62 million people voted for Donald Trump, but I'm going to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Think of the godlike complex you have to have. We don't need anybody in our country with that mentality.
No.
And that's what the FBI get. That's these DOJ and FBI people, that's what they think about themselves. They're gods.
Mm-hmm.
They know better than everybody. They're smarter than everybody else, or else other people would be where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously the best of the best. So why do you go to the FISA court? What does the FISA court give you that you don't already have? If you're a federal contractor or a federal employee and you have access to all these databases, what is the purpose of going to the FISA court?
Just to be able to use it in a court of law?
That's it. Just to be able to use the not only to gather, you can already gather the information and watch it, but you need to be able to use it in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to use it in some capacity. It doesn't give you access to it. It gives you the authority to use it. It goes back to that old axiom. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why, back in October of 2016, what's his name? Admiral Mike Rogers, head of the NSA at the time, shut down contractor access. He saw what was going on. Now, my question is, was he always a good guy? Was Mike Rogers always a good guy? Or did he become a good guy when he saw the scope of the scandal?
Good question.
Because he had, at the head of the NSA, he had to know that about the contractor abuse on this stuff. It didn't just dawn on him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was fine with it until he saw that it was going after an election and potentially the next president of the United States. I think that's where he said, let's draw the line on this. We got to shut it down. But here's...
Or maybe he knew that with the former administration, him having a problem with it wouldn't matter at all because it was part of their agenda.
I think Mike Rogers, you know, because people would always have to clarify that it wasn't the Alabama Mike Rogers. Where was he from? Minnesota or somewhere up north,
yeah,
Michigan. Anyway, he, from all I can recall, he had a very stellar reputation as being a very competent and honest guy, but, you know.
Well, he is, but people like to think that this NSA program, the ability to surveil on people in real time, came out of the 9/11 tragedy and all that. It didn't. It came out long before that. This is a political organization. This is the definition of the deep state. This is what I'm talking about. When I talk about globalist corporatists, America, or globalist corporatist people around the world, they're using the United States of America as their own political entity.
Mm-hmm.
To accomplish the political objectives they need to accomplish around the world. How do they do that? They have a data collection program on the entire world that is second to none. And they can stockpile information in real time on everybody who uses any type of electronic anything around the world. In real time. In real time. It is an immoral program. It needs to be shut down immediately.
Yes.
It's bad enough if you're doing it on people who are not American citizens.
Yeah.
But we have a Fourth Amendment that protects us from that being done on us if we are American citizens. And it needs to be stopped.
Well, imagine what's going to happen when they want to weaponize it against people for their beliefs. And there's only... It's going to happen.
You don't think it's already happening?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I guarantee you it's already happening. I guarantee you it's already happening. I go back to looking at some of these folks that get in elected office, like Jeff Flake, and they turn exactly opposite of the way they ran. And opposite, Jeff Flake in Congress was a stalwart conservative.
I know.
What do you think happened? NSA. Some contractor surveilled Jeff Flake in real time, found his weaknesses, took it to him. Said, you want to remain married or you want to be a globalist corporatist? We'll also make you rich as a kicker. What do you think happened to John McCain along the way?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think happened to Corker up in Tennessee?
Yeah.
What do you think happened to any of these people?
Yeah. It's terrible.
We'll be back. Trish is in the studio on a Thursday. We've got Jack Campbell. We do have a guest,
no,
Gerald Dial, coming.
We should have.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
We should have never gotten rid of the firing squad.
Next segment or two, we'll have Gerald Dial in the studio. Should be interesting. Sit tight. Give that big idea.
Nothing you can't handle. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
In a hurry. No time to cook or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Wallhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
I'm Troy King. As your attorney general, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.